You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hena Baba. For 80 years, Batman has captivated the imaginations of kids and adults. The mysterious vigilante who fights deadly villains with an arsenal of gadgets is now a multi-billion dollar franchise. Writer Andrew Farrago chronicles it all in the book Batman, The Definitive History of the Dark Knight in Comics, Film, and Beyond. Andrew is also the curator of San Francisco's Cartoon Art Museum. He spoke with KALW's biggest Batman fan, Janae Darden.
You have really cool jobs. What got you into comics?
You know, I've always been into comics and cartoons. You know, I'm a second generation comic book reader. My mom, actually her brother, used his paper route money to buy Uncle Scrooge and Donald Duck comics. So she grew up reading those, and I grew up reading those and newspaper comics, and we had Peanuts paperbacks around the house. So things like that.
Did you ever think you would be able to make a living doing this?
Maybe junior high, high school, I thought, like a lot of us, I'm gonna be a professional comic book artist. I'm gonna just draw X-Men and Spider-Man and get big bucks for that, or invent the next Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, something like that. My interest in comic books never went away, but my path changed a little bit over the years. When I went to college, I majored in studio art. Even at that age, I thought this is what I want to do. I want to make a living in the arts as an artist. After college, I just kind of bounced around. I took a lot of temp jobs, office jobs. I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. Eventually, I made my way out to San Francisco. I looked on Craigslist for volunteer opportunities, and the first one that caught my eye was Cartoon Art Museum. And I said, this is a place I have to visit. And I went, fell in love with it. I said, yeah, I'm home. I'm gonna volunteer for you every weekend. And I did. There was a job opening there, so I got hired. And yeah, I've been there ever since. So almost 20 years now.
And you're now a curator, the curator.
Yes.
I want to talk Batman, one of my favorite superheroes. This book is beautiful. I mean, for anybody that's a Batman fan, it's a beautiful book. I'm actually jealous of you. What was the research like for this book? Because it's 400 pages.
Yeah. I've done a number of other books, and I've written about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Mm-hmm. I've written about Looney Tunes. I've written about Harley Quinn and Peanuts. So for about 7 months or so last year, I just lived Batman. I was reading hundreds, maybe thousands of Batman comic books. I was watching all the cartoons. I was watching, and that's a lot of different series.
That's a lot of different series.
Over the years, I was watching the live-action TV show. I was watching the movies.
You went through 80 years of research. So you interviewed, you know, Catwoman, Julie Newmar. You interviewed Batman, Kevin Conroy. So you have to interview the arch nemesis.
Yeah, so I told my editor, like, I got to talk to the Joker. And obviously, Jack Nicholson's a busy guy, so he hasn't really done, I think even in 1989, he didn't do all that many interviews about Mm-mm. that role. But someone who has played the Joker since 1992, very enthusiastically, is Mark Hamill. He enthusiastically agreed to do the interview. You know, I almost died 10 times during the interview because it was just so awesome being on the phone with Luke Skywalker and talking about comic books and animation. Mm-hmm. And he's just a big fan. He's just a big fanboy.
You learned all kind of things just flipping through your book. What was the most surprising?
There's a lot of fun, exciting stuff. I think for me, what was most interesting was just how many times the people involved, whether through luck or otherwise, they came to a crossroads. And fortunately for all of us, they made a decision that, you know, kept this character around, kept this character in the spotlight. There's so many points in the character's history where if things had gone a different direction, we'd be talking about Batman in the past tense. From the very beginning, artist Bob Kane and writer Bill Finger when they co-created the character. Initially, it was Bob Kane just wanting to cash in. He heard that the creators of Superman were drawing a very healthy paycheck every week, and he wanted a piece of that action. So he said, I'm going to go home this weekend and come up with a character. And he came up with kind of a Superman knockoff character, but fortunately, Bill Finger came in and came up with the costume design. He came up with the character's backstory, all the classic elements that make Batman, Batman. From the very beginning, artist Bob Kane and writer Bill Finger, when they co-created the character, initially it was Bob Kane just wanting to cash in. He heard that the creators of Superman were drawing a very healthy paycheck every week, and he wanted a piece of that action. So he said, I'm going to go home this weekend and come up with a character.
Bill Finger didn't get credit until recently, right? Because
right.
You always saw when you watched the movies created by Bob Kane.
Right. Bob Kane was credited as the sole creator of Batman all the way up until about 2014, 2015. Bill Finger actually had a granddaughter, which no one knew about this. No one knew that he had any surviving heirs. They were able to go to DC, go to Warner Brothers, and set things right. So as of about 5 years ago, thanks to these tremendous efforts from people, the official credit is now Batman created by Bob Kane with Bill Finger.
So he never lived to see...
No,
to get the recognition from fans and financially.
He did not.
Why do we still like this character? I mean, the Joker movie made a ton of money. Anything I see Batman, I'm running out to go watch it or buy it. Why do we still like this character after 80 years?
Like I said, there are so many times in his history where things had gone a different direction, we'd be talking about him in the past tense. So if he hadn't had the TV show in the 60s when it came along, he would have been this least popular member of the Justice League of America, and he might have eventually faded away. If some of the other attempts to bring him to the movie theaters before Tim Burton got a hold of him and directed that great 1989 movie starring Michael Keaton, if there had been a comedy version, which there almost was, or they toyed with doing Bill Murray and Eddie Murphy as Batman and Robin.
I can't even imagine that.
And it's hard to see the character going the direction he did if that hadn't happened. If Frank Miller hadn't done his Dark Knight Returns story when he did, right around the time of DC's 50th anniversary, then he might not be the most popular character in comic books like he is today.
That was San Francisco Cartoon Art Museum curator Andrew Farrago speaking with KLW's Janae Darden. Andrew's latest book is Batman: The Definitive History of the Dark Knight.